Recently, James Lindsay, who I've had cause to make several videos about, and most recently, it was one about Lindsay and Carl Schmitt and the friend-enemy distinction. But anyway, recently, James Lindsay got into it with my buddy Carl Benjamin on Twitter, and it led to some interesting places. It was interesting for a number of reasons, one of which was the fact that Lindsay has basically everybody else blocked. He's got this tactic of quote tweeting from behind the block wall or taking screenshots, but he never directly engages with me, for example, or with anybody else. But he will, for whatever reason, he doesn't have Carl blocked. And this then led to an interesting exchange on whether Britain or England, even more specifically, should be solely for the English, or whether it should be a multicultural liberal democracy. Surprise, surprise, James Lindsay believes it should be a multicultural liberal democracy. Carl's response was interesting, and it exposed, in fact, there's yet another Schmittian lesson, a lesson in Carl Schmitt 101. Before I delve into that, I'll just remind people to pick up courses at the academic agency. Want to learn more about Carl Schmitt, Foundations of Politics, is available. Many other great courses, Foundations of Economics, Trivium, Research, many other, Foundations of Shakespeare was the latest course. All great courses that you should pick up now. But let's get back to the matter at hand. So where this got interesting is that Carl then evoked Israel. He said, well, how is it that Israel gets to be a state specifically for the Jewish people? And because of that, England should therefore be for the English and exactly the same. If they get to have a country over there run along these lines, then we should get to do it here. What was interesting is that Lindsay initially had no answer for this. He just said, oh, Carl is really going to go there. And basically the Twitter exploded when that happened because it exposed something crucial. Now, Lindsay did end up coming back with some really long post. And what specifically was said is not of interest. What is of interest is what the response exposed. So if you remember last time, I talked about how James Lindsay is almost a perfect Schmittian. That is, he is always evoking the friend-enemy distinction, which is something that Carl Schmitt, who was a jurist in Germany in the 1930s, he said this is the essence of politics. So when James Lindsay calls somebody woke right, all he's saying is, you're my political enemy. Okay. Well, Schmitt had another idea that he also discussed in this same book, The Concept of the Political, which I frequently evoke. You may have heard me use the phrase Schmittian exception. What is this idea? It is basically that the people in power, the sovereign, whether it's the king or the government or whoever, whatever the ruling group is in charge, don't have the normal rules and laws applied to them as it applies to the population at large. So there is the rule of law. There is laws. People like me and you have to abide by those laws. We don't get any special perks. We don't get any exceptions to that. So if I break the law, I expect to go to court, and if I'm found guilty, I'll go to jail, etc., etc. Those normal rules do not apply to the state, to the sovereign. And you get to see this in action all of the time. For example, during COVID, they invoked emergency powers, which allowed them to break the normal rules and to do all sorts of things that usually aren't allowed. And Schmitt's point is that in the final analysis, because the power always gets to do this, sovereign is he who decides the exception. That is, in which cases are we going to suspend the normal rule of law? I.e., when does the law not apply which cases? And what Lindsay has revealed in his answer, which was basically a lot of special pleading, Israel has to exist because of 2,000 years of persecution, you know, and victimhood, and because of what happened in the, you know, the years of World War II, etc., etc., etc. Because of all of these special reasons, the normal rules don't apply, and therefore Israel gets to be an ethno-state. That is basically what James Lindsay said. It doesn't really matter what else Carl said, because he'd already exposed the fact that in James Lindsay's world, there is an exception. There is an unprincipled exception. I've taken to saying unprincipled exception rather than Schmittian exception, because it very quickly gets to the root of the matter. What is actually happening? You are making special cases, special pleading to suspend the normal rule of law, to suspend the normal principles that apply, in order to give some special carve-out, special perk, etc., etc. Now, what is especially interesting about this exchange, I don't want to go on about this too much, but it's very interesting, is that in James Lindsay's world, it is clear who is sovereign. And even more interestingly, why they are sovereign. Why are these people sovereign in the world of James Lindsay? They are sovereign due specifically to their victim status, to their long history of victimhood. Therefore, they get special perks and privileges. What's fascinating about this is that James Lindsay, in his own thinking, recreates exactly the logic used by the quote-unquote woke. He spends all his time calling everybody else woke. But the irony is that James Lindsay is the ultimate woke. He's woke. He's woke because he uses victimology to carve out special perks, privileges, you might even say affirmative action, just for one group. James Lindsay, you might say, is a special form of woke. He's woke just for these one people. And maybe his problem with the rest of woke is that other groups were muscling in on the territory that he wants to keep ring-fenced just for these one peoples. The trouble is, for James, is that the same logic could apply to any group. And that's what the woke did, didn't they? They used the same structure, the same logic of victimology to then argue for special Schmittian exceptions, unprincipled carve-outs, unprincipled exceptions to the normal rule of law. Leg-ups, affirmative action, carve-outs. Okay, well, if it was the black population, slavery was their kind of victim narrative. Lindsay knows all of this. So then he's in an even more difficult situation, because let's say he's arguing with a leftist who may accept that victimology frame. On what basis does Lindsay accept the victim frame for this group over here, but does not accept it, let's say, for Africans who are the victims of slavery? Or for colonial peoples, like Indians, for example, who are subject to British Empire rule? And now you see the problem, because Lindsay's own logic, Lindsay's own moral and conceptual framework leads directly and invariably to what is called woke. It's just that he, for some reason, only favours this one group. He's like a woke just for them. He's not a woke for those other groups. Whereas the left, they're like, well, again, the left have a problem with the Schmittian exception. They're like, well, hold on a second. If you're gonna have this for this, logic follows that you must do it for all of the other groups that were wronged by Europeans. That's how logic works. Something that increasingly I wonder if James Lindsay understands or studies. I mean, he says he is a mathematician. I thought maths and logic were inextricably intertwined. There's no like Schmittian exception in maths, right? There's no like, oh, well, you know, addition works this way, but in this one little case, we suspend the rules of addition. No, it's just addition is always addition, right? I don't get why Lindsay can't see this. I'm getting to the point where you have to wonder if he's paid off in some way, or if he's not, kind of mentally deficient. If he's kind of like, you know, not bassing with kind of double-digit IQ. I don't understand how he can't see these things that are obvious to anybody with a pair of eyes. All right, I think that'll do. It happened last week now, but it's worth pulling up the exchange to have a little read through it in your own time. Food for thought. But again, the exposure and demolition of James Lindsay continues, and long may it continue, because frankly, his is the worldview that needs to be defeated. All right. Like I said, pick up a course, and I'll see you next time. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.